Good morning. We're continuing Chayavim, Klal Manhei. We're learning Siman Vav. The Makadosh Al Yayin, Medaito Lishus Yash Oy Kava. Person makes a bracha on wine and intends to drink some coffee or some schnapps. Yash is a Rosh Hashanah for Yayin Sorof, fire wine. In English, they called it fire water. So for some reason, it became known as fire wine, referring to brandy, whiskey, etc. The Magad Rum calls the Dain Circle of Baruch, Alamashkin. So the Rum holds that the bracha that you're making on the Kiddush, the wine of Kiddush, will cover them as well. Well, he there at the Circle of Baruch. Once he said that we require a kvias, so even though wine of Kiddush is only one cup, you're not necessarily planning to have more during the meal or having a minimal amount during the meal. So it's not a kvias on yayin. But since it's part of kvias of a meal, maybe that we should argue that that would include other drinks as well. And therefore, even according to the chayolim's requirement of kvias, this would meet some level of the criteria of kvias. So the chayolim said that's not true. But the Magen Rum does not require kvias, so the Magen Rum holds that in that situation, though other liquids are covered. So the Chayim says that the best thing to do is to have in mind not to cover the mashkin. And therefore, even according to the Magen Rum, arguably, you can make a bracha because you had in mind not to cover it. And Rafal became Yerusha Hakola Mat Sukkar Richam and Lifter Gamma Mashkin. And furthermore, instead of making the bracha directly, of Shahakol directly on the drink, arguing according to the Chayyadim, you need to make the bracha. And according to the Magen Rum, since you had das not to cover it, you need to make the bracha. It still would be better to make it another food and cover the drink as well. That's especially because when you're picturing drinking coffee, they used to drink coffee with not sugar mixed in the way we do, but they used to have sugar cubes, which were eaten separately. So a person can make a bracha on the sugar cube, even though arguably when you drink the coffee and you have the cube with the coffee, the sugar cube is toffel to the coffee, but like any case of ikar and toffel, if you eat the toffel before the ikar, it requires a bracha. So since over here you're having the sugar cube before having the coffee, you'd have to make a bracha on the sugar cube. So the Chayyadim says that'd be the appropriate thing to do. So we see the Chayyadim holds that you can make a bracha and have in mind to limit what you wanted to cover, that it shouldn't cover everything. And even so, he still says it's better to make the shahakal and something else. Now, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins are like the Magen Avraham, because he does not require kviyas, and therefore the bracha of the Brepi, the bracha of the Brepi Agafen will cover the coffee. See, and that's going to be true, even though you didn't make the coffee yet, so it's definitely not the fun of, but since you plan to do that, it's covered as well. Now, what about a situation where a person did not think about what he wants to cover, but his standard operating procedure is always to have a coffee or another drink besides the Kiddush. So in the case where that's normal for him to do that, whatever is normal, it's ruggle to have. So Rav Ozer says in a tshuva that would include it in the bracha of the Repi Agafen. But that's the standard way he does things. That's the equivalent of as if he had intent for that purpose. Okay, now the Chayyadim, when he talks about wine over here, he just uses the word wine. What about grape juice? Does grape juice have the same din as wine for this purpose? So this is actually a machlokes of the modern poskim. Rabbi Yashiv held that it does not. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman held that it does. I think the minhag ha'olam is like Rabbi Shlomo Zalman. But it's not 100% clear what to do with that. So Brepi Agafen is an interesting question. And now the other end of the question is, what things are included in, when we say mashka, so obviously certain drinks are clearly obvious. What about something like a broth of a soup? It's a liquid, but it's the purpose, the way you use it is more for achila than it's for shtiyah. So it could be included in the Brepi Agafen. What about something which is frozen? So you have a frozen popsicle. All it is really is a frozen sweetened water. So are they included or not? So the assumption in halacha, in a case where something is frozen, as long as it's still frozen, so you eat it, you don't drink it, so you bite into it or something, or you lick it, but something of that sort, so the bracha, it's not included in the Brei Pri HaGafen. In regards to soups, they're not included as well, because they're made for more for the purpose of achila than for shtia. If the popsicle or the ice cream melted, and now you're drinking it, so then it would be included in the Brei Pri HaGafen. You say you have a thin yogurt, something of that sort. So Riash was asked about leban. See, he feels that leban, the derech is that people drink it more than they eat it, and he felt that leban was actually included in the Brei Pri HaGafen. Interesting question. So some of these areas are not clear. In any situation where a person has a suffix, a person should try and make the bracha rishona of the that you're supposed to make on the drink on some other item which vada needs a bracha, some other food or something of that sort, and avoid the situation of the shiloh. One last point that we'll talk about in the next year before we go weiter is when a person drinks less than a Mali Lugmov, what is the halacha, the mice in that situation? What should he do and try that situation? Have a good day.